Tell me about how you think scientists and the public are interacting right now. Do you feel like there's a trusting relationship there, or has that started to change?
I think the trust issue comes down to the larger issue associated with what people call tribalism, this idea that you tend to relate to a group of people based upon the opinions, beliefs, values that you hold in common. So there would be a lot more skepticism on the right about environmental and particularly climate change science, whereas in parts of the left, there is skepticism about immunology and the effects of vaccines on autism and so forth. So when we're talking about trust in science, it tends to be selective.
So what you're saying is that people look at science through a lens according to what they already value.
Right, yes, exactly. And so when you have a whole universe of information, for example, what we have now with the internet, you can selectively pick the information that is concordant with your values and beliefs. And that process is something called confirmation bias.
There was an interesting poll out from the Pew Research Center last year that said, overall, people in America tend to trust scientists. But when you look at climate change scientists specifically, that trust sort of vanishes, particularly among political conservatives. What do you think about that?
Well, there's certainly a range of trust exhibited by the public. The field that people have the most faith in and are overwhelmingly supportive of is forensic science. And I have a feeling that that has more to do with CSI investigations TV shows all over the place that show these amazing results. So forensic science is at one end of the scale. At the other end of the scale, at the low end of the scale, are things like psychology and climate science. And I think part of the problem is that when people look at science that has more uncertainty associated with it, they tend to be more skeptical of the science itself. So instead of recognizing that all science has uncertainties and that all science tries to move toward reducing the level of uncertainties, a lot of people tend to think in terms of, okay, the guy either had the blood on his shirt or he didn't.
What advice would you give to scientists who are dealing with kind of an erosion of trust in their research?
I think the key is engagement. Probably the best example is the effort at creating more networks of citizen science programs where we get people out into the environment and actually start doing their own measurements and their own analyses. That kind of involvement with the community has traditionally not been a big role for scientists, but I think we're seeing more of that.
Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, sure. It was a pleasure.